It began as an ordinary after-school afternoon for Dave Sanchez. He pulled on his red Roadrunner Express sweatshirt, clipped on his bike helmet, and pedaled away from Geronimo Middle School to the sneers and jeers of Lily Espinoza and her sassy, saucy girlfriends. "Hurry, hurry! You don't want to be late, delivery boy! Have fun couriering packages! Don't forget to say please and thank you!" Dave ignored them and pedaled like mad to put distance between him and his alter life as a dork. This was not just because it's humiliating and intimidating and incredibly infuriating to be sneered at and jeered at by sassy, saucy girls. Oh no. It was also because the behavior of Lily and her friends made it terribly tempting for Dave to throw down his bike and say, "Oh yeah?" and give away a secret so secret that Top Secret didn't even begin to describe it. It was more a tippity-tip-top secret, a zippity-zip-lip secret, a spill-the-beans-and-you'll-lose-everything sort of secret. Fortunately for Dave, he did not spill the beans. Instead, he pushed the pedals, and before long, he was downtown, picking up his first delivery envelopes at Citibank. "Here you are," Miss Cooley said, handing him three large envelopes. Miss Cooley had given Dave his start in the business and took real pride in Roadrunner Express's success. "They're all places you've delivered to before," she said as Dave looked over the addresses. Dave thanked her and started to move away, but stopped and pulled from his pocket a pickup request that had come in from a new customer. "Do you know where Moongaze Court is?" Miss Cooley thought a moment, then shook her head. "But I can look it up for you," she said brightly. "That's all right," Dave said. "I'll just look it up at the gas station." "Are you sure? It'll only take me a minute to punch it into my computer." But Dave, being an impatient 13-year-old boy, did not have time to waste on what would surely become 10 minutes of unexpected interruptions and quick phone calls. Instead, he said, "No, that's okay," and hurried out the door and down the steps to his bike. Dave, you see, often looked up addresses on a map posted in the office window of a gas station that was located in the old industrial part of the city, a route he took to avoid downtown gridlock. It wasn't so much a gas station as it was an old-fashioned service station, one with a tired old dog in the office, a soda machine that held glass bottles, and a side lot full of broken-down cars. So, after completing his downtown deliveries, Dave rode over to the service station. Unfortunately, the map posted in the office window was about as old as the axle-greased man who ran the place. "Back again, eh?" the man said as he rubbed his greasy hands on an even greasier red cloth. "Which one's got you befuddled this time?" Dave glanced away from the map, taking in the old man's oval name patch. His gray shirts were always the same, but the name patches were never the same. Not yet, anyway. Today, the old man was Hal. Last time, he'd been Gary. The time before that, Fred. The time before that, Steve. The time before, well, you get the picture. The point is, there was a body of evidence to support the fact that despite his consistently axle-greased appearance, the man did, in fact, change his shirt. No, actually, that isn't the point at all. The real point is that the name patch switcheroo was one of the things that drew Dave back to this forlorn service station. It was a sort of curiosity magnet. The other thing was the man himself. He was helpful and friendly, and seemed to have enough knowledge to span 10 lifetimes. He also wriggled his alarmingly hairy nose when he thought, and seemed to have absolutely no embarrassment about his frequent and flamboyant flatulence, or, if you prefer, firecracker farting. Perhaps he felt it was part of the full-service gas station experience.